Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From the WBBM Newsroom at News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, this is Felicia Middlebrooks. The number of missing from a wildfire in Northern California has soared to 631, meaning the death toll of 63 is almost certain to rise. The fire wiped out the town of Paradise and also devastated nearby communities. President Trump will visit the region tomorrow. It was a scary trip down from the top floors of the old Hancock Tower for several tourists last night. The Chicago Fire Department says six people were rescued from an elevator that got stuck after two cables snapped. The group was trapped for about 2 hours before firefighters broke through a wall to get them out. A new report from the Chicago Park District watchdog has found nearly a third of active volunteers were screened improperly, if at all, and never submitted criminal background checks. In light of the Inspector General's investigation, which was made public yesterday, the Park District is said to be working a new automatic management system and updating its background check process. In the first ever comprehensive audit of the Pentagon, some 1,200 analysts have found widespread discrepancies throughout the Defense Department. Officials say the issues could take years to resolve. The Cubs are raising season tickets an average 2.6% next season, while some upper-level seats will drop by just over 5%. Cheapest ticket will be $8. Top ticket price will be $218 for front row bullpen box seat to a diamond level game. And the official lighting for Chicago's Christmas tree will be held tonight in Millennium Park. Be sure to tune in to News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM anytime for the most up-to-date news, traffic, weather, sports, and business. Just look for WBBM News Radio on radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.